Philly's home for old school 100.3. Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson. Glad to have our familiar friend, Naima Turner, in studio already. We've got a special guest, and I couldn't conform her just to 135, so I'm giving her now and 135 for a two-part interview. Good afternoon, Naima.
Good afternoon, Derek and Deanna.
And we have a special
guest. We sure do. We have a special guest today. Now, I'm sure it's one that all of you Eagles fans will be so excited to hear about. We have Malcolm Jenkins.
Yes, welcome. All right,
how
Malcolm.
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine, and so are the Eagles.
Yes, yes.
We're big fans.
So, Malcolm,
yeah,
how are you?
Good.
Mm-hmm. How are you enjoying living in Philadelphia so far?
I'm enjoying it. You know, I live right downtown, so I was really shocked at how many good restaurants Philly's got. Coming from New Orleans, that's one thing I was a little concerned about was the food, and it was a pleasant surprise that Philly had a lot of really good food. I'm from the New Jersey area, so this is my first time being kind of back home on the East Coast in about 9 years.
Oh.
So I'm excited about that. I've been seeing my family a lot. And obviously, you know, we're winning, so that makes it a lot easier.
Yes, it does. Well, welcome officially to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection.
Which you've just coined. Deanna's just coined that term for the city. Initially, it was just city of brotherly love. But then Deanna here got the new
The mayor, too. I encourage the mayor to augment the slogan that had been in existence for centuries, and now, as of last week, we're the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. With that said,
you gotta add the sisters in there.
Yes, we got it. Thank you, Malcolm. It's got to be inclusive for the women. Now, Malcolm, you've come up with an amazing business model, and I admire you because while you are in your role as a professional athlete, you have launched a business. You're an entrepreneur as well.
Some funky bow ties.
Yes.
Now, he's been making a stylish imprint in Philly, his alma mater, Ohio State as well, and nationally with a collection called Rock Avenue Bow Ties. What made you kick traditional ties to the curb for bow ties, Malcolm?
Well, I started wearing bow ties about 2010. The NFL is, you know, when we travel most of the time, the dress code is coat and tie, so a lot of guys, basically the locker room turns into basically a fashion show. So I started wearing bow ties to kind of stand out from the rest because everybody can afford to have a tailored suit and, you know, nice shoes. So only way to stand out is to, you know, kind of have your own style. And that kind of became my style. And a little over a year ago, I was complaining to my wife about, you know, I couldn't find bow ties that really fit my style. They were always traditional. They were always silk or stripes and polka dots. I wanted to do something else that kind of fit me. And she just gave me the idea to make my own. And that idea snowballed into me starting Rock Avenue Bow Ties. They're all made in the U.S. in New Orleans. I found a manufacturer down there. And it's been fun kind of learning the ins and outs of men's accessories and the fashion industry. It's something that I wasn't really knowledgeable about, but I've been learning on the run, and like you said, outside of football, it keeps me busy. It's something I enjoy doing, and I'm looking forward to continuing.
What's been the response from, let's say, your colleagues on the Eagles and
team.
Other teams?
Yeah,
I think that the biggest thing is, you know, in our locker rooms, a lot of guys really, you see basketball, a lot of guys are starting to get into fashion and people are hiring stylists and you know, you see all these post-game and pre-game interviews where these guys have on all this crazy stuff. But I think football is starting to transition too as well, where guys are starting to get more into the way that they look and they present themselves. So I know a lot of guys, especially on this team, me being the new guy and having a different style and a different look than a lot of guys in the locker room, a lot of people gravitate toward it. And, you know, they want to know kind of how to put things together. They ask for advice. But, you know, it's been a good response. I know a lot of my teammates have some of my ties. You know, they want to know how to tie them. And
so is there a tutorial that a person, because you know what, Malcolm, I was looking to buy a tie for some of my male friends. And then I stopped and I thought to myself, I don't know how to tie a bow tie. So how do you get past that hurdle?
Rock Avenue bowties.com on my website. I make sure that I put up a tutorial. So I basically have two videos on the website to kind of walk you through each step. It's actually, once you get it, it's actually quicker and easier than tying a necktie. The problem is, you know, you just got to take the time to really learn how to do it.
Absolutely. Patience and practice makes perfect. Well, hold that thought. Malcolm Jenkins, Deanna Williams, Naima Turner, Style Groove Report, part two. coming up at 1:35. It's Soulful Sunday on Old School 100.3. Good afternoon.
Old School 100.3.
Hi, this is Brown, the operations manager for Radio 1 Philly. By now, we've all heard about the grand jury's decision in Ferguson, Missouri.
Ferguson on fire after no indictment of Officer Darren Wilson.
The grand jury deliberated over 2 days. They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson.
People are pissed off about how they're getting treated in the streets and how people are getting killed. We have a right to be mad.